Hey Charlotte.
Hello.
How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
Look how light it is there.
But it's also because of the time difference. You have gone to summertime, we have not yet. So it's only 5 hours time difference right
It's only
now.
five.
Yeah,
Okay. Oh, five to
compared
Eastern
with
time,
the
you mean?
east. Yeah. Eastern.
Yeah,
Yeah.
eight. Eight for us.
Yeah,
Hey, Tara.
normally 8, now it's just 7, I guess.
Okay, nice.
But it completely, mess up just at 1 hour. It's normally I have, these 6 hours ahead, and I can do be ready and get all my ducks lined up. Now I only have 5 hours, so I have to get up earlier.
Yeah, sometimes I'm a little jealous of the person in our group who's on the East Coast because she gets up and gets a good 3 hours of work in before the team does their daily stand up. So she always says, I've done this and this and this. I'm like, I've made coffee. That's it.
Start my day at 4.
Oh.
You do?
A lot of days, yeah. It's very helpful for looking efficient when actually you're behind.
Wow. When do you go to bed? Well, if you get up at four, if you start working at four.
Obnoxiously early. I go to bed obnoxiously early. I had this conversation with we hired a new person. Her name's Olivia, and she's a night owl. And I was explaining that I clearly her days are shifted very late and mine are shifted very early. But I do go to bed quite early. But it's great for me because if you're an early bird, you're on the morally correct side. Like people are like, oh, you're so productive. You start your day so early. Even if you are working quite late on the other side. So I'm glad it's that way.
Well, I don't do anything super productive with my evenings, so and I've now been awake for a solid half an hour.
Wow. Yeah.
Pretty
Where do we think Tom is?
I don't know. He's usually really early, right?
Hey, Martin.
But we can proceed, I think. He was here last time, and Tara, I don't know if you had a chance to look at what we did last time because we, of course, edited the Folio Census questions
Yeah, I
like
saw that.
live. Tom did it live as we went through. So I don't know if you've had a chance to look at them and think, want to override or rediscuss any of those things.
I don't think, I mean, I wasn't married to any of these questions, so I think that that makes sense. I did see. Okay, well, I also see some typos in here now that I didn't put in here.
Oh, right. I was going to go back and look at those and I didn't. I forgot. Forgot they were there.
let's see. Hold on, I fix this one while I'm working.
Maybe we should just say today's agenda, if you didn't see the slacks, is to work on the surveys.
Yeah, and if we have a second, we should talk about WolfCon too, since that's coming up. And okay, yeah, so I didn't really I did see that the question about a public GitHub site got struck. So I think that that's fine. The one above is more generic, but the reason I called that out is because we have a lot of libraries that have their reporting stuff on a GitHub site because that's how they're getting it into the reporting app. And people like to share those a lot. So maybe we can just make a note of what we're looking for.
I think maybe just clarifying the question because I think part of that was we don't know why we want the GitHub repos. I think no one thought of the reporting.
Well, and then then there's libraries that have all of their scripts and stuff that they like to share. But the reporting was really the use case I had the need.
Yeah,
Okay.
well, the scripts and everything would be on the implementer survey we decided.
Oh, okay, perfect.
In integration survey.
Well then, yeah, there's probably no reason to keep it around. Okay. So, is there anything else to really look at for the folio census questions, or should we look at the other one?
I'm good with the census questions. I think they're okay. So,
Will
yes,
one
we
of
can go.
you share your document, your screen, and it's,
Yeah.
I'm not quite sure
Sorry.
what.
Sorry, am I doing it or are you doing it?
I can
Gets
do
there
it.
first. I got there
Oh,
first,
you
so.
did it. And I'll put it where we are in the chat too, so that people can get there if they want to.
Yeah, so
On
there's
their
a little
own.
folder at the bottom of the wiki that has our little working group documents. So there's a little project plan in here. And there's a draft of both, well, two sets of questions. And I think where we are is we're going over the draft of the integration survey questions.
Right. So, I put this together, and just what I did, Martin, is go to the database and the tables and just look at the column headings. And I put those here, just kind of still it's called in column table format in a way. I don't know if we want to flesh any of them out or make them into actual questions in question format.
Yesterday I just added a few bullet points for these multiple choice things where maybe some things have changed since you entered the data here or copied it here.
Okay.
And I added a few, as you can see here, some kind of description of what do you maybe what do you want to put into the survey for explanation for the users. For example, I think when you do the survey, you have to, and if you distinguish between the tool and an integration, you should somehow describe or define what is which. I mean, I don't know if it's explanatory to say we have on the one side you have tools and on the other side we have integrations. I think one must somehow explain what you
Oh, that's
mean.
great. Yeah, I like that.
I don't so I put in here these two short descriptions. I don't know if they are understandable. That's what I someone I made up the, this this description just for better explaining the distinction.
I'm okay with those descriptions. I mean, especially a tool is hard to describe, right? But when you compare it to integration, then you can say, oh, well, it's not an integration, so it must be a tool. So I think that would be fine. Yeah.
What I also, I mean, you said you want to do it with some like really cool survey app. I don't remember the name, where you can do a lot of cool stuff. So I thought maybe if it's possible and maybe sensible to distinguish. I mean, to have two different kinds of forms, so to speak, one for tools and one for integration, because maybe the how you want to post the questions and maybe also which kind of answers you expect is maybe a bit different. For example, for integration, do you always have this third party software? What you do not have with tools, for example, so that's something that you do not want to ask for. On the other hand, for example, maybe this thing with licenses is not that relevant for integrations. I'm not really sure, but I could expect it may not be that relevant. As for tools, which are maybe have to be li always licensed, and so on. So there may be a different, maybe a different foci for one and for the other, maybe. So I wondered if we want to have some kind of bifurcation somewhere in the in the form, depending on whether it's an integration or a tool.
So, did we decide that we were moving away from Google Forms last time? So,
No.
I think that you can do branching forms in Google Forms if you just want to have like, is it a tool or integration as the first branch point? But more complicated than that, it's a little hard to do with Google Forms.
So let's try to do that. And if we can't, we can also just say if this is a tool, fill out this. If this is an integration, fill out that. It doesn't have to be super fancy.
Okay, so the service you want to do it then with Google Forms, because Thomas mentioned, I think it was Thomas who mentioned some kind of other application or service.
Yeah,
You
I
might
think
have,
that
but go ahead.
at some point we had talked about doing this in Qualtrics, which is
Ah, yeah, that's what's the name.
yeah, it's for like doing statistics at like the university level. It's like way overpowered for what most surveys that libraries do need. But the problem with that is then it's tied to whoever made the survey. Like there's no way for other people to interact with the data or like to make modifications with the survey. And we're stuck with like it'll be a Cornell thing if Thomas were to set it up. So we thought it would be more future-proof to use some tool that more people are likely to be able to use.
Yeah, I agree. It sounds like then things can be a dead end.
Yeah.
Yeah,
It is
okay.
cool though, so for the record.
But
Fancy comes with a price, at a price, so.
Yeah, I mean, if we do it with Google Forms, I can help. If you would have done it with Qualtrics, I could only say how or what kind of questions I would imagine, but I couldn't really help with creating the forms. But so, I mean, with Google Forms, yeah, I could help.
Okay.
So are there any issues with the sort of data that we're planning to collect here? It seems like this is pretty good.
The running on, oh, I see, running on or with folio releases. Okay. I for some reason, and it might be because I've only had a little bit of coffee, I was like, what is that? What does running on mean? But I think it's just
I'm
me.
not a native speaker of English, so you
Nope,
can
that's on
just
Darcy. That's mine. That makes perfect sense.
and I am wondering if this is so is this important to capture? Because somehow it would So, a library like University of Chicago, they have been on Folio for, is it 7 years now or something? You know, and they have a ton of integrations, and they simply just, you know, it they could cannot live with if one of their integrations were Quisnelia and then stopped. So they, you know, it will always be actively maintained. But what could be interesting was maybe what version they started out with. But I'm a little.
Well, no, some of them, well, so first of all, it could be the case that some libraries are further behind. Chicago is a great example. So like just because Chicago has something working, if they won't upgrade from like Quisnelia or Ramsons or whatever they're on, then their integration's only been tested that far. So that could be useful to know. But then there are integrations that break at upgrades and that haven't been actively maintained, like the courses integration that Duke used to use. I don't think that's been actively maintained and isn't currently used by any live library. So the whatever last one they were using it with is the last release that we know that it worked.
Yeah, so my idea was that if you have one library that says, okay, well, we have to maintain it just to keep our services going, then you can say, well, it's actively maintained and it's just there. But you the as you said, there may the library may not be up to date with the latest folder releases, so the tool may be just, let's say, updated to work with, let's say, Quisnelia. For example, in BVB, our current productive libraries are on Quisnelia still, and so the tools that we have are just are tested with Quisnelia or proven to work with Quisnelia, but not for ransoms. So we will skip ransoms. So there won't be any ransoms versions from the tools. And we now test them on Sunflower. So on the one side, we can say that our tools are actively maintained, but it's not that there will be a version for ransoms. I mean, and there is still no version for Sunflower, maybe, or even Trillium out, because we are behind the official release scheme. And I also think that, for example, the RFID app that we implemented, for example, I mean, this is also something that we are actively maintaining. But maybe in a future release of Folio, this functionality is integrated into the standard apps. And then, of course, it may no longer be necessary to update or to keep maintaining the app. So it will be abandoned. So maybe you have then, at the moment, you have. Let's say you have a release for Quisnelia, Ransoms, and Sunflower, but because in Trilliums this functionality will be included in the standard release, the app is actually or the tool is actually abandoned because no further development is being done as functionality will be included in the standard. So I think all these options are there or will be there. Maybe right now it's may not be so much the case, but in the future, so that you
It's
have.
it sounds like we need a version a label called Other, where we could then explain if the RFID app was to be a true Folio app, then it could be then you mentioned it there that now replaced by, and then you have the Folio app.
Yeah, but isn't this the case for every tool that exists out there? I mean, at the moment where a similar functionality will be included that just really covers all that is being done with that tool, then you would prefer the official version?
No, it's not what I mean. I mean, you
Okay.
need to explain that now, because then the tool is not abandoned. It's not unknown. It is other. You know, it has been replaced by
Okay, yeah.
a real Folio app,
Some kind
and
of
I say
superseded,
some,
superseded.
yeah.
But other, then you can capture other comments like whatever.
Yeah.
We would not know, and I'd say it's not given that all the right now we have these supporting Folio tools that they will end up being a true Folio app, because that would require the approval by the TC and that the app was following the Folio coding
Yeah.
requirements.
So I'm also thinking, for example, of I think it is Spokane Public Library or so. They some years ago presented on WolfCon that they have built a tool that I think they that lists all that all media that has the whole shelf expired. And I think that is now would now be possible, for example, with the Lists app, or maybe there's even a
There's an
CSV
action
or
menu.
PDF or exactly an action menu for that right now. So I don't know if they are still using their tool, if they are still maintaining it. But this would be, for example, something where I'm thinking of, okay, this is a tool that has been developed, but maybe it's no longer necessary to use it because that's something that in the meantime Folio has implemented. I don't know if it's, I mean, for the survey itself, maybe it's not that important. This kind of questions of that a tool is superseded by Folio functionality, because if you do the survey, we just collect all the tools that are in use right now. I mean, I think that no one will fill out the form with tools that they used like 4 or 3 years ago, but
Well, I
for the
think
tools that they are using right now.
it's more, I think, a question of should we need to make we need to find a way to keep this up to date by paneling people annually, maybe on we can get as proactive as we want and say, look at the tools that are in the database and reach out to the owners to say, is this still being used? Is it still being maintained? Because if you're new and coming and want to know about a tool, that the first thing you want to know is it does it work in the release I'm about to go to? So I think just keeping it up to date. Maybe there needs to be a column in the database, well, I don't know. Well, we can I was thinking an active or inactive or obsolete column, but I think this will be fine.
Okay, so do we need to ask this? Because it sounds like you're saying that anything anyone would report would be currently actively maintained, right?
I think we should
Yeah,
have this
well,
on there. Have this here? Okay, cool.
I don't know if I mean it. I think it depends on what we put in as an explanation or description in front of the form. If we ask for tools currently in use, then maybe people will report also things that are no longer actively maintained, but that they still are using.
So in the Aleph document, they also listed kind of tools planned for each of the libraries. So I think they used the term desired. So that's maybe also something is, and I think that is a little odd to list the desired. Because then you don't have any experience you can share with someone else, except that we would also like lipstick as our print label functionality or something, just an example. So maybe so then running, I think, is what we would like to ask for, because we want to have gather knowledge where there is actually real experience behind it.
Yeah, I agree with that. I don't think this is a place for desired. That Arleth, the Arleth one was a different had a different purpose. And most of the desireds were from us, from Stanford, because we hadn't implemented yet. So I updated that and I'm like, oh, this is running, 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 running.
Cool. Any other thoughts on these questions? I think that if there are issues, it'll be clear when we try to actually create the census or the survey. And then test it. I think that if there are problems, they'll show up there. So these don't have to be Perfect. They just have to be as good as we can get them. Does anyone know if Tom made progress on reaching out to interested SIGs? Okay. So we can follow up with Tom by in Slack. Sorry.
I asked the
So do we
consortia SIG. They were going to discuss it. I don't think anyone answered my block about it, but they did a survey last year, so I think it was last year. I don't think they're going to do one.
Okay.
I'll see.
Okay, so can we say that we finalized the questions? I mean, as final as we're going to get for these two. And then we need to follow up with Tom. Oh man, you really going to make me edit this? Okay. For actually building the survey, I can try and build the census survey. And then I don't know, Darcy, do you want to try and create the integration survey since you wrote the questions? Or we can see if Kate is available.
Well, I would be okay at giving Kate something to do if she likes.
I'll just put both of
I can participate as well if you want.
you on. Is that right? Okay,
Did I
cool.
mention that we're upgrading next Friday?
We'll take Darcy off of this then. Okay, there we go. So maybe Kate and Martin could try creating the integration survey. And then for testing it, I think that we want to like keep that relatively small. So like, you know, we can try it out ourselves. One of the questions I have, like we've been talking about, is if these surveys are clear and make sense to audiences whose first language isn't English. That's really hard for me to tell, as you can probably tell from how fast I talk. So maybe we can try and get that done after we've made sure that they functionally work. The other thing that we need to make sure that we test is that they actually create the data that we need for these different purposes, so that the data comes back in a format that's going to be easy to get into that database, for example. Which we will find out when we get that Google form.
So if we want to reach out to libraries who is not US native speaking, then BVB might be from where you are from, Martin. And we could also ask if NLS would like, because I would be really, then you know, they have all these third party systems. They are working on it right now. So it probably is, you know, they can just. They cannot in their sleep right now.
Yeah, that sounds awesome. I mean, like, as long as we get one person to say this seems reasonable, then that's fine. Before we send it out to the whole folio of community.
We
The
just need one,
other.
then we can use BBB because Martin is there.
Yeah, well, I can ask my colleagues, someone who is not familiar with the
Yeah.
survey, and ask if they can fill it out for PvP. Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm sure we can find a volunteer among the index data libraries who, again, yeah, isn't poisoned by our own work on it. This is the step that might trip us up here. So we're going to have to, we think that we need community council and PC and possibly even TC to say that this is okay.
Is it
What do we
TC
think?
or isn't it the SysOps instead? Because the TC are they are only interested in, you know, versioning and if things are following the code of conduct in Folio and, you know, so but the SysOps, they are interested in all these integrations.
Yeah.
I went to the SysOps meeting once and presented our thought there, and they were interested in giving feedback. Till now, I have not gotten any feedback further than, I mean, in the meeting, they said, well, one or two further multiple choice items or so. But yeah, I'm still waiting for their feedback.
Okay.
But we could present the survey there, actually. Yeah. I
Oh,
mean
yeah.
the integration survey, not the overall survey, maybe. I don't know if that's.
To see if they have further changes they'd like. I mean, it is kind of a Sysops heavy thing.
And then I think that for community council and PC, we just wanted to give folks the opportunity to object rather than let people rewrite the survey. Does that sound good? So I don't know if it's good enough to just post on the Slack channel or if we actually have to show up for these things. What do we think?
I mean, I in the PC, I can present it, or Charlotte can present it. That would be no problem. I don't know with CC.
Yes, sorry. CC.
I think the CC.
No, PC, Martin and
I had it
I.
right the first time.
Yeah.
Okay, great. So once we have these Google forms set and we've done some basic testing, then I think that this is probably the part that's going to take the longest. But we gave ourselves all the way through April, so that should be fine.
I think
Cool.
when you present to the PC, one of my questions is it okay to send that email, and who can we send it to? I know that that an email goes out for elections, so I don't know who they know how they know who to send emails to, but we'd like to send it everywhere, right? This email that says we have two surveys. Please have the right people at your institutions.
And maybe
Fill
it would
them
be
out.
fine. Yeah. Maybe it would be fine to use the same mailing list. And then, maybe will land in someone's inbox where it's just being deleted, but it will also land where there's people who say, this is something I can pick up.
Yeah, so I you're right, Tara, I think writing the elevator pitch carefully. And I love the folio census, wording, because that makes it sound superficial and important.
Everyone wants
Not
to be sure
just
they're
another
included in
survey.
a census. Yeah.
I hope
Okay.
so.
All right. So, do we think that we can try and get these Google Forms built like in a week, 2 weeks? I don't know what makes sense. We probably can't keep cannibalizing this meeting for these working sessions, but we could still bring those forms to our next session, whatever it is.
The next session is on 24th, no? I think I saw it in the
That sounds right. Yeah.
That seems like plenty of time to me. And we could just talk about it in the very start and just use it as a touch point. Does that sound good? Okay. Cool. Great. Is there anything else on the survey that we need to talk about today? No, we're good. All right. I think the only other thing that I had wanted to talk about was WolfCon sessions.
Charlotte put in the Slack a link to.
Martin and I,
Go
we talked
ahead.
about if we had a drafted a text by and then so I it's right now it's just me who wrote, so we at least had a draft to look at and put it in a slide deck, but that would be for that joint session where talking about the tools and integration and how we can spreading the word, and we can also hopefully make people engage in helping updating this. And I didn't mention the survey. I'd say now we are working on that. We maybe should have that in the text, and it could also be a presentation of the output of that survey. So, but it's just a draft, and please, if we can, then we have something to work from.
Okay, so maybe we had talked about presenting the survey at Wolfgang. I think that's
Prepare a
fairly
Wolfgang
right.
presentation.
Yeah.
Last but yeah.
Okay, so are these two separate presentations or the same presentation?
I
So
would
two separate
do.
ones.
I would say it could be separate presentations or separate sessions,
Yeah. Okay. For
because
the
it's different. It's
census and
actually
the.
different. It's different topics, the
Yeah. Okay.
census and the integrations. Sorry. Okay.
Especially if it's 50 minutes sessions, it would be, too widespread a topic to include both in 50 minutes. Then it's
Okay.
going to be very, high level and
Yeah.
not.
Especially on for the integrations session, we also thought that maybe we could add some discussion with the audience in how to further develop that database, get instant feedback on it. So I think the 50-minute sessions is well, yeah, it's. How to say it? It's not too much time.
Yeah. No, they feel really short when you're doing them. You're right. So I think it's great to have two different sessions.
I wanted to say that I now know that I will go there in person, so I could be. I mean, if I don't know who will all participate in the sessions, but I could be there and at least be moderator or whatever. Yeah.
I'm
Nice.
hoping to
And
go, but I
yeah.
guess we'll see a little closer to the date. Are
Same
you
for
going to be
me.
there, Tara?
Nope.
You're not
Nope.
going.
No.
Okay. Linz said that. Okay.
I have a personal conflict at
Okay.
that
Okay.
time, so
Okay.
I can't go. I mean, well, as far as I know so far. So I'm not planning to be there, but I can submit this presentation and help get the slides ready and all of that stuff. So hopefully, out of like the I don't it's eight of us, six of us involved in this, someone will be there in person. Okay. So why don't we just do that? So like I will submit the census results one, and then Darcy, we always do like a working group session. Should we just plan on submitting that as well? Okay.
I think so. Do you think we have a full meeting, a full session's worth of census results or census stuff?
I think that like the whole story of this again, and it's really hard because I'm picturing myself talking. It's like, of course I can talk about this for 50 minutes. I think that telling like the story of like how this came about, how we put together the survey, why it's important, what the results were, that will easily fill that time. Especially because what we're trying to do is generate enthusiasm for doing this every year, which will be a lot of work. So I say yes.
Okay, that's fine.
Plus, it'll be cool because everyone will remember having filled it out. And
Exactly.
yeah.
People would like to get the result on
Yeah.
this they have submitted.
Tara, you are not attending WolfCon at all, or you're not attending in person?
I am not planning on attending at all.
Okay.
We'll need to work that out. I mean, we'll see. So, but currently doing all planning as though I'm not attending at all.
Right. Okay. I'm not panicked about that. Okay. Being right.
It'll be fine. It'll be fine. Yeah, mostly I'm worried about like who's gonna throw an awesome party for Index Data. Like that's my main job at WolfCon. Just buying drinks on.
Olivia.
Yeah, we're gonna send Olivia with a credit card. It's like welcome to your first just pass for us. Put $10,000 of alcohol on this card. Okay, cool. All right. So that was everything that I had. We have goals for our next meeting, which is to get the Google Forms done. But otherwise, I think this is going well.
There was one more proposal from the. Okay.
From Support Sig, you're right.
Yes, thank you.
A joint session with Support Sig.
Oh yeah, that's I think that was me who wrote that as well, and Anya, yeah. So here I can check in with Anya and we draft a text, and then you can, we probably need the Thomas, Tara, and Darcy's your comments on it if we're doing it as a joint. But maybe we can do it, in between meetings. Otherwise, we will.
Yeah, that sounds good. Awesome.
Could you also maybe look at the text I had in that Google sheet? And if you have any, I'm not a native speaker,
For the, I'm
but
sorry, Charlotte, for the support one.
no, for yeah, the support one, I will provide you with a text I have run through with Anya, so you
Oh,
can
okay.
also double check that, and then Anya and I, we can submit it on your behalf. But I would also like you to take a look at that proposed text on the second slide.
This one here.
Yeah, and please, I think I've shared it as anyone could edit it. So please just do any edits you would like.
Okay.
And we said we have to add something about the survey, that we present the results of the survey. It's not in there yet, no?
I can add that. Yes, I'll add it.
Okay.
Yeah, a small group of product council and implementers members, I guess. Compile, developed a survey.
Oh, yeah. Maybe you can edit it right away, Tara, when we are.
Yeah, I didn't catch. Sorry, I was making sure that I got this link somewhere. Sorry, what do you want me to edit?
I would phrase, I mean, how about this wording? A small group of product council and implementers, SIG member, a small, something like that.
Oh, okay. So a small group of product council and implementers, SIG members have
Generated a
compiled.
survey. Yeah, I think you could just say generated. I don't think you have to say have generated. I don't know. Save a word. Is that right? I don't
I'm
know. It's fine. Leave
almost
it.
positive if I'm right. Hold on. Yeah.
Would you say if generate a survey or not run a survey? I don't know.
Conducted a survey.
Yeah. There you go.
There You're right. Have generated sounds like we've done it, and now, like, that's.
But now the have is has. Okay. No, it's not have. Okay.
I
I
was
don't think
measuring
you
it
need to
fully.
say, I don't know if you need to put compile the list of these systems documented. I think you can just say that
Yep, but
they're.
we had the
Oh,
already,
it
and
was a
now
step.
we are doing the survey as next to get updates. So it's now it's a little
Yeah. I don't
going.
know if I can do this live while talking with three
No,
other
no,
people.
no. Don't worry. I'll add it so it
Okay,
makes
cool.
kind of chronologic sense also. I'll add it so it's included in what we are going to talk about.
Perfect. And I posted a note to Darcy and Tom and myself so that we remember to actually go back and look at this as well.
Yes.
Cool. Okay.
Great.
So we've got four WolfCon sessions. Two of them I'm going to submit on our behalf, but I'll make sure that I run those by you and Tom, Darcy. But otherwise, that's everything that I have for today. Is there anything else that we should talk about? No? All
Sounds
right.
good to me.
Well, then I would love to have 15 minutes to get some lunch before my next meeting. So I will
Do it.
say, have a great Tuesday. Talk to you later.
Thanks
Bye.
all. Thanks
Sure.
all. Thanks all. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.